Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving. And today we're talking with folks who have their feet in the mud and hands in the water, NOSC. Welcome, Hannah Seligman. We have also Ryan Plastow, Education Outreach Associate, and Jim Pearson, the Director of the Board.
Chair of the board.
As the chair of the board, I'm going to ask you to define, what is the acronym NOSC stand for?
NOSC stands for the North Olympic Salmon Coalition.
Excellent. And could you tell us, Sue, it's a community-based nonprofit. I was looking at the website and I noticed that your mission statement with willing landowners and volunteers, salmon habitat restoration in the North Olympic Peninsula. So Hannah, what is the range of that work? And when you say willing landowners, the restoration, are you talking private properties or commercial properties or both?
At the North Olympic Salmon Coalition, we are on a mission to restore wild salmon stocks. And we do that for families, fishers, and the local economy through restoration and education on the North Olympic Peninsula. What that looks like for us is engaging people, community members, landowners, county agencies, tribal agencies in restoration work.
Yeah, I noticed that you're part of 14 agencies similar. Is that Washington State only, 14 agencies being also salmon restoration?
We're part of the Regional Fisheries Enhancement Group. So what that is the state of Washington is divided into 14 geographic regions. Ours is the North Olympic Peninsula. And each nonprofit entity is responsible for engaging the community in the statewide salmon recovery efforts.
And so you're partnered also with the other state agencies as well, stakeholders being Washington State Fish and Wildlife? Is it a coalition?
You could call it a coalition. Yeah, it's a group where we are all our own separate nonprofit entities. Mm-hmm. There's one for the Hood Canal region. There's one, the Nooksack Enhancement Group up in Bellingham. So we're all our own different entities, but we do come together on a regular basis to figure out what we can do at the statewide level.
Do you know, you mentioned it's an anniversary. You are, how long have you been in place in this region?
Yeah, we're super excited. This year is our 30th anniversary. So we're going to be celebrating year long, and hopefully everybody's going to celebrate with us. We were really founded by volunteers, so we hope to bring in the volunteer component even more this year too.
Do you know the story of the inception of the 30 years ago? Was it a landowner that came, or was it a state agency that came out to the area? How did NOSC begin?
Well, the state of Washington was faced with salmon going extinct potentially in the state, and one of its responses to that was to set up these regional salmon enhancement groups because state agencies are a little bit hamstrung when it comes to acting quickly. Sometimes they don't have real good outreach to communities. So the state of Washington decided that one of the strategies was to create these salmon enhancement groups. Because we are locally based, we can harness the energy and commitment of local citizens in a way that state agencies can't.
It reminds me a little bit of a community health worker model where you have those people, boots on the ground, that live here and actually advocate and kind of tell the story and actually get intervention in place sooner. So the region that the span of this North Olympic Peninsula, it takes us all the way out to the coast, and how far south?
Down to Hood Canal. From Hood Canal, the upper Hood Canal, from Port Ludlow to Nia Bay, basically.
That's huge. And so you have basically three mission focuses, Hannah, is that right? With you have restoration, outreach, and education. Tell me a little bit about the education piece.
Sure. So we've been doing education since the inception of NOSC and even before so. Most recently, we've been focused on the Real Learning, Real Work education program, which is a year-long program for middle school students. And we work with them throughout the whole school year, doing field trips outside and doing classroom lessons, and essentially giving them the opportunity to design and implement their own habitat restoration project.
So you're integrated into the middle school curriculum at all the school districts regionally, or just
We have a curriculum that we bring that we worked with the school teachers to develop. So right now we're working with Blue Heron Middle School, the Chimicum School middle schoolers. We're working with Squim Middle School this year as well. And we've worked with Cape Flattery School District and Port Angeles too.
That's fantastic. So I've got to guess that some of your volunteer recruitment is all the way out to Squim then. You have partners out there that are volunteering. Ryan, you are the volunteer point of contact. So Ryan, how long have you been on staff here?
I have been on staff for about a month now.
Now, in talking to you earlier, I learned that you started as a volunteer, though. What did you do as a volunteer for the organization?
So as a volunteer, I attended tree plantings, and I was actually on the steering committee for the Salmon Festival in 2014.
Now, forgive me, you weren't one of the middle school students that, or is that how did you come to become a volunteer?
So I wasn't a part of the current Real Learning, Real Work program. NOSC staff did come into my school and would teach us about salmon and their habitat, and we would go on field trips and plant trees.
So that's what kind of got your appetite for this area of interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Hannah, how often do you have someone like Ryan, a student, who you see through the years that become not just a student, but then a volunteer and now a staff person? That is really cool.
I think that model works really well for us, where people come in engaged as a volunteer and figure out how they can stick around and help. Most recently, one of our newer staff members at the Port Angeles office, Nate Roberts, he was a volunteer for us, a volunteer intern for 4 months, working on a project for college, and has recently come back as a full-time staff employee. And then two of our staff members, too, were previous AmeriCorps individual placement members, which is a service term of 9 months. And now they've been here for a couple years. Sarah Doyle's been here for almost 10, and Olivia's been here for 2 or 3. So I think that model of coming in as a volunteer and then sticking around works well.
I really love the idea that you can actually grow your interest and get your feet wet, so to speak. Literally. And when you're curious about a career direction, in some of the more practical aspects of volunteering, what are some of the things that a typical volunteer might be doing in NOSC? You offer a little bit, we know it's restoration, but tell us about the nuts and bolts of that opportunity.
There are a lot of different ways people can get involved. Currently, we're in our planting season. So our goal is to plant 10,000 trees this winter, and we are well on our way.
So you have a tree planting, you also have the education model in the middle schools, and then I saw on your website, I thought it was really curious, the salmon spawning survey and field technician roles.
Oh, well, let me hop in about this salmon survey.
Is this your favorite part,
Jim? This is my favorite part of it. I've been doing chum salmon surveys on Chimicum Creek for about 7 years now. Every week, from August through October, we send three crews out onto Chimicum Creek to count chum salmon, three to four people.
And how many hours are you in the creek? Are you just on the edge of the creek?
We try to stay out of the creek as much as we can because the salmon are spawning there. But mostly we walk on the bank, but we have to walk in the creek somewhat. And it's quite an adventure, particularly in the middle of the end of September, early October. There may be hundreds of coho chum salmon spawning in the creek, and they're splashing everywhere.
Oh, that is cool.
Swimming around. There's dead fish there. Mm-hmm. It smells quite a bit. It's my favorite part of
You're
being a volunteer.
You're making it sound so inviting.
Well, you know, the volunteers are the heart and soul of the North Olympic Salmon Coalition.
If you're just joining us, this is KPTZ Radio 91.9, and you're listening to Everybody Can. Today we have with us the folks from NOSC, the North Olympic Salmon Coalition, and they're quite a crowd. We have Jim Pearson, Ryan Plastow, and Hannah Seligman. I can't help but think, I know there was probably some training involved, but I'm imagining in my mind's eye, I've got some guests, maybe they're here from, I don't know, Utah or a place that doesn't have a lot of access. What a cool thing to actually see some of that life cycle. So we talked about the classroom volunteer. Can adults jump in, or is this something they need to have a commitment and some training for?
Well, we do training in August before the runs start happening.
Okay.
We're out every week.
What's the time commitment for that, every week?
So we usually go out on Tuesdays, and we're probably in, depending on how many fish there are to count, we may be out there for 2 or 3 hours every
okay.
Tuesday.
Okay, and then this information goes back to NOSC, or does it go to Fish and Wildlife? What happens with that survey?
It goes to the Department of Fisheries, okay. And it is an essential part of their management of fisheries stocks.
That's an important piece to really to hone into. So they get this information, and what does that do in terms of the bigger picture of our sustainability? Do you know, Hannah?
Yeah, I mean, they use this data to come up with their official escapement numbers, and we are counting an endangered fish, right? The Hood mm-hmm. Canal, summer mm-hmm. chum are an endangered fish. So this data helps them understand better of what mm-hmm. that population looks like.
Could you define escapement? You mentioned a term I'm not familiar with. That's kind of a...
Those are the number of fish that come back every year. Make it back to the creek.
And so, you survey chum, but you also survey another species.
We also survey coho salmon.
Okay.
That's in November and December mostly, and that's also on Chimacum Creek.
So in the fall, there's training, and then we can choose to be in either of those seasons once we've trained. And then the field technician, that looked kind of interesting to me. That doesn't sound like it's really in the water. Is that more about the estuary or the habitat around it? Or?
Those are, you know, episodic or more like one-time opportunities that come up as we go back and monitor our restoration sites. Mm-hmm. Most recently, we've had people helping with the Three Crabs project in Squim and also at the Killisett Harbor project. And that's going out with our restoration team and helping to take transects or, you know, figure out what plants are there and just...
That's a more monitoring. Like you said, episodic, but it looks like a bigger chunk because they've got drive time. It's probably an all-day event then for a volunteer?
It really depends on where we're going.
Okay.
If you're going out to the Hoco watershed, you know, you might have a little more drive time. But, you know, whatever you can contribute, we're always welcome to work with your schedule.
So we haven't even given our listeners an opportunity to find out how they could actually hook into this opportunity. So the best way to reach you, if they're intrigued by this conversation, start the volunteer process?
Sure. So you can always reach us by email at volunteer@nosc.org. That's just NOSC, North Olympic Salmon Coalition.
Okay.
You can call us at 360-379-8051. You can catch us on Instagram, Facebook.
You have a lot of images on your website, which I think is really helpful for people to envision how cool this thing is. I know that families could go out and do tree plantings, or, you know, if you wanted to really go out to the Olympics with a purpose, you could do the field technician thing. But the education piece, I just have to ask, you have someone on staff called Finn. And he's an Oncorhynchus bodacious giganticus. All right. Let's talk about Finn, the traveling salmon. Okay, how big is that in real life?
Finn, she's about 30 feet long.
Wowza. And where does she travel to?
Anywhere you want her to.
To schools or a Salmon Day festival or...
Yeah, so we, the Salmon Coalition, we take Finn out to different summer festivals and to different schools as an education tool. But people are also welcome to rent Finn, and she's traveled as far as Washington, D.C., I understand, but mostly around the state.
Is there a volunteer opportunity involved with that, like towing Finn around?
Yeah, we would love some help at festivals manning Finn.
Okay, and who puts the mouth guard in that, Finn? I read that she has a little mouth guard for travel. I'm imagining is she kind of that the front end is a little fragile. It's
yeah.
not because she grinds her teeth, right?
Yes. You can learn how to put her mouth guard in if you want to volunteer.
I think that would be a fabulous volunteer opportunity, which, you know, that's interesting. You have a whole range. You've got episodic, you've got a commitment every week. And I know you have a newsletter, so I would imagine that would be the best way to just check in, like, okay, I want to put it on my calendar to contact NOSC for any of their spring events. So is that true that I could read a newsletter and learn more about what's coming up?
Yeah, definitely. We send monthly newsletters, and you can get get project updates and hear about upcoming volunteer opportunities. We do trivia nights and fun stuff like that, too. We just wrapped up a bingo season at the Hilltop.
Talk about trivia night. I think that's really interesting, a fun way to learn about salmon. Is it all about salmon?
We have partnered with the Land Trust in the past, so okay. We do a farms, fish, and forest theme.
I love it. Farms, fish, forest, families, and Finn. I mean, how many Fs can we throw in that sentence? So it's typically at the Finn River location, the trivia night that you have?
No, we've actually done our trivia in Port Angeles. So we've been at Bar Hop and Winrose Cellars.
You are all over the place. And unfortunately, we're running low on time. Is there anything you want to make sure we talk about in terms of your 30th anniversary, get out there to our listeners before we wrap this wonderful episode up?
Yeah, I guess we'll take the time to say thank you so much to all of the volunteers. We had 200 people volunteer last year, thousands and thousands of hours. So thank you so much. And we look forward to staying in touch and seeing you on our planting events coming up.
It speaks to the viability and the joy that you must help them have when they're volunteering. Jim, you were going to add something.
Well, I was just going to say, or come on out onto the creek with us.
I just might do that. Do I have to have waders?
We'll give you waders.
Can I just like shadow for a day? I mean, I don't mind the stinky part, but I'm thinking if I'm there every week, that might be a big commitment.
We'd love to have you. Steve Evans from KPTZ came out and did a show with us. Of his compass shows.
Did he sloshed around in the water with you.
He had a great time.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's ample opportunity to get dirt, water, sunshine, fun, and anything else you can imagine. Ryan, thanks for joining us today. You are in love. You know, just so it's inspiring to see someone grow in their career path, if you will, from being a volunteer. And I would encourage any of you to do that as a way to check out something you might want to do with your life. Thank you for joining me, all three of you, and I look forward to learning a little bit more about what's happening this year in your 30th anniversary. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that worked hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kpdz.org. Now go out, get involved, maybe get wet, and have a great day.